Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 289 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers in Space, episode 39, Ghosts in the Machine.
It aired November 13th, 1998, is written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Worth Keeter. Yeah, we just love Worth Keeter around these parts.
You know what that sound means, Josh? It can only mean one thing.
We're recorded late on a Friday.
We're recorded late on a Friday. So, this one might get weird, yo.
I thought it was for Worth Keeter.
No,
I
mean,
we're just very excited about.
Look, I do.
About the Keats.
I like Keats. I don't want to say that he's an air horn worthy person because sometimes he does very bad, but other times he does very good. And I think that's just a law of large numbers. He just directs so many episodes.
Yeah, if you direct so much, if you do so much of anything, they're not all going to be.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, look at this podcast.
Except for us.
I think we are the exception that proves the rule, obviously. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because we got very few episodes of In Space left. And it's getting crazy. Because
yeah. We're
getting close to the end. And they're starting to stack up some weird stuff that I wasn't expecting. Like in the last episode, where the Psycho Rangers were ghosts. So, without any further ado, we're going to go watch Ghost in the Machine. Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we're back. And we just watched Ghosts in the Machine.
We did.
There were ghosts and there were machines.
Both are correct.
I don't want to spoil too much. The title's pretty accurate.
It is. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's heyjakeandjosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be great. We're also on Podknife. Which is a Ronin podcast review site. So if you want to leave a review there, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate a little bit a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and it really helps us out. And I'm pretty sure all the words that I meant to come out came out, but they all kind of...
Sometimes they all come out at the same time.
Sometimes they all, like, they're playing Red Rover, and they just all go...
It's just that Three Stooges when they're all trying to get through the same door.
They all get stuck in the door, yeah. We have an email. We have a tweet, too. I want to do the tweet first because it's shorter.
Okay.
So we were talking about, back when Danielle was on, we were trying to figure out if the red psycho fire suit... Like monster, fire monster suit.
Yes.
Came back. It does in the first episode of Lightspeed Rescue.
Okay.
So they use it again. I'm assuming
it's a different monster.
I think so. It's slightly repainted. That was from Alberto BT Dubs. He's the one who sent that to us. So thank you very much. I think it's repainted. I'm pretty confident it's a different monster, but who knows? Honestly, it could be anything.
They painted undies onto a Waspinator, and he became a different monster.
Yep,
so anything could happen.
Gave him a diaper, and now he's a totally different dude. By the way, I realized that we use some very specific Rugrat slang a lot.
Do we?
Diapies and Nakey are both from Rugrats.
Well, it's just so ingrained in me
yeah.
from an early age that Nakey is just like
just
what
Nakey.
I say
yeah.
about half the time. And diapies... they're just diapies, man.
So we got an email from David Nichols. That's your name. Sorry.
Only half of it is my name.
Well, yeah. I'm going to wait until I'm not giggling to take a sip of that beer.
I didn't see it coming. I thought I had a second to take a drink.
David writes, been a while since I wrote in, but I'm still really enjoying your guys' show. Always the first podcast I listen to when it comes out. Thank you very much. Anyway, guys, we're talking about TJ being red and Anders being blue, but I think it would match the Sentai footage better if Anders is black, make Carlos blue, but then that would mess up Forever Red. Spoilers. Yeah, a little bit. That would take out one person for it. Wouldn't mess it up because that hadn't happened yet. I think that would actually make a lot more sense as if Andros was the Black Ranger because he is the leader, and you know TJ come in to be the kind of new leader thing.
Yeah,
you know, I think that would work really well. Instead, we got what we got. There's no changing it.
I still think TJ fits that Black Ranger role just very well.
Yeah, because he was the old leader.
And
good
then Andros
leading.
Coming in as the newer guy makes sense.
It would make sense either way, I think. And it makes sense the way they did it, too. It's just like they gave Carlos a real big boost in station.
Yeah. I don't mind Carlos, but of these five, he's number five.
Yeah, I would put him in last as far as the marching order goes. He says, also just got a chance to see the new movie, and while it was all right, it got me thinking about what could have happened or what could have been if Disney had just given Power Rangers to Marvel. Disney doesn't own the Power Rangers, so maybe that's why they didn't do it. I think what he means is if Disney had the Power Rangers and gave it to Marvel to do.
Right.
I think the tone of the Avengers movies would be just about right for Power Rangers. I agree. I think the new Spider-Man movie is what I want a Power Rangers movie to be like. And I haven't even seen it yet. I've only seen the trailer.
Yeah, I wasn't blown away by the Power Rangers movie. I might have oversold it in our immediately after talk.
I mean, we're definitely doing a commentary track for it on the hiatus.
Yeah,
I bought it for just that reason.
Because it was on in the break room.
Yeah.
Like, they requisitioned a copy of the DVD to raffle off.
Yeah.
And we're playing it in the break room. And, like, I just caught the opening up to where Kim cuts her hair. And
that's very stupid.
That whole part sucks.
That's very stupid.
Everything that so far, from the beginning of the movie until there, at least, is bad.
Yeah. There's some really good stuff in there, but it's, like, it's a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
And that haystack is actually a bunch of poop. So.
But, man, it's couple nice needles
some
in there.
Real cool needles. Then he says, also I just realized I'm actually older than both you guys at 31. Well,
older by like how much? Because I also am over 30.
He is over 30. Still watching Power Rangers. Where did I go wrong? And then
nowhere.
Then the emoji with the sweat drop, I think.
Probably.
I don't know what it means. Till next time, David. Thank you for the email. I think if Marvel would have had the Power Rangers movie, we would have gotten a very different one. I think it would have been...
I think if anybody who did not like to smell their own farts had the Power Rangers movie,
it would have been very good. I have like a couple people that I would have loved to see a Power Rangers movie from.
I don't know enough about directors. I could be like, what if Spielberg did it, because that's the only big director can like tell Spielberg did this movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only name that I can
do
that with.
It would be a really well shot movie.
Yeah.
To be fair. I my top two are crazy and would never happen in any universe are Guillermo del Toro, because he did Pacific Rim, so why not just let him do the damn thing?
Right.
just do the real thing. And the other one is if you want like a darker, grittier, like what they kind of wanted, but then pulled away from and then tried to sell you, but didn't have.
Yeah.
If like that version, Rian Johnson, who directed Brick, he directed Looper.
Okay. I love Looper.
He would have been awesome. Brick is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I've never seen it.
It's very different from Looper, but I keep calling it Looper, I feel like.
Well,
everyone's favorite movie, Looper. It's about a time traveling sponge. Anyway, yeah, those two would be my favorite. Marvel would do a real great job. It would just be flatly lit, because that's how Marvel shoots movies.
Yeah.
It just makes sure you can see everything. And that's all we got for, like, interaction stuff. So you want to jump in?
Yeah.
We start off where every single episode of Power Rangers has started off. All 288 episodes that have come before started off with Power Rangers going to a boat. I don't... Here's what happened at the end of the last episode, because it took us about 20 minutes to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think we realized it, at least until after the open.
It was about 5 minutes in,
probably.
I would say. So at the end of the last episode, they were fighting
Crack-a-lacker.
Yeah, that dude. They were fighting him, and he was giant, and they beat him, and they went to, like, kick a building to knock the secret city out of secrets or whatever.
It's the secret headquarters of the secret city.
So they tried knocking that out, and then before they could, it went whoa, whoa, and the whole city disappeared. where we start
off. We forgot that. The last thing I remembered were they were in the secret city, and this episode starts off with them looking for the secret city on a boat.
Yes. So the last time we recorded was June 18th, because it was before my birthday.
Yes.
As before you left for vacation. It is now June 30th. And we had forgotten what happened. So they were just like on their astrologers and they're like, there's the boat. And we're like, what boat? And we forgot.
Alfred does come on. He's like, there's life signals on the boat. I don't know what the hell he was picking up because this is a ghost ship.
Here, this is why this doesn't, this almost makes sense. But then if you think about it for one more second, it doesn't. Because we'll find out that the secret city is underwater. So maybe he was reading that and he's like, oh, it's here, and he didn't realize it was underwater.
Yeah, this is the latitude and longitude, but we're missing the third dimension, which is down.
So they go to the boat where the signal is coming from, the life signs are coming from, but they don't see it because it's under them. But also, the boat is empty.
There's nobody on the boat.
What is going on this boat?
Nothing.
This is the ghost ship Enyo.
There's a TV on, a shower running. And just there's a U-shaped room somewhere that everyone on the boat is just stuck in.
They're just trapped in, and there's no way to get in or out of it. And also, there's like plates of sketty all over the place. No one
is a Rugrat slang.
Yes, it is. Nobody finished the sketty, and it's just all over the place. And the shower's on, and it doesn't make any sense unless Astronomer also took the people from the boat.
Maybe that is what happened.
That has to be.
They never talk about the boat again, but I'm going to just say that that's what happened so that I don't go crazy thinking about this boat. TJ opens the door to a bathroom.
Yeah.
There's a shower going, and he's like, somebody was in here. We get a dramatic close-up of the water going down the drain, like the Psycho-style, like, water swirling down the drain. And then he comes out, and he grabs the robe, and he's like, they left in a hurry. So there's somebody naked somewhere that could have ducked it out of the shower.
Somebody was in the shower. But also, TJ knocks and is like, I can hear someone in there because he heard the shower. And when they don't answer, he opens the door and opens the shower curtain. And it's like, dude, you can't just do that. What if somebody was just, I don't know, taking a shower and didn't want to be interrupted? He says, TJ also says, at one point, he's like, oh, this is strange. Yeah, TJ,
this whole thing is pretty strange, I think.
I
get that this is footage they were given to work with.
Yeah.
And but, they use it, but they don't incorporate it almost at all.
Because then they get back to the room, and they're all together, and there's a place of sketty, and they're like, oh, they're all gone, what happened? And then they just leave. It cuts to the shot of, like, the lasers going back into the megaship, and they get like, oh, we gotta find it. And Andros says, like, I'm going back or something. And Carl's like, I'm going with you. Don't worry. They don't go anywhere by themselves. I don't know what this is.
I don't know.
They wrote this before they had a plan for the rest of the episode,
well,
I guess.
Is this when TJ pulls up the video footage of the wave crashing on the shore?
That's later.
And so, okay, we'll save that for a couple minutes.
But he's like, yeah, I got to find Sylvie, which I also forgot that Sylvie was in the last episode. Well, I knew that. I hadn't finished editing. I still haven't because the last episode was kind of a weird edit because it's missing a minute and 30 seconds, but I can't tell you where. It just
decided to condense a minute and 30 seconds of dead space.
Raymond's track is a minute and 30 seconds shorter than ours, and maybe more than that now that I'm thinking about it. It might be like 2 minutes and 30 seconds shorter than ours, but I don't know where. Like, all the stuff is still there. There's just like a phantom 2.5 minutes gone.
Bizarre.
So, kind of a weird edit, that's why it took so long. But I haven't finished it, so I didn't know what was happening. And I did remember Sylvie, but I forgot that she was in the city and taken. So he's like, yeah, we gotta find Sylvie. Cut to the theme song, and we come back. We're in a room that looks like a Bond villain's office. It's a really weird-looking set for Power Rangers.
Well, can we jump back to the boat for 1 second?
Absolutely.
I wanted to throw this out before we got on there, but I forgot. But okay. If you get seasick, skip the first part of this episode, because the camera is basically doing somersaults the whole time.
It is like, they're on a boat. They're on a real boat.
Yeah, don't you ever forget.
Don't you forget about that boat. There's dolphins. There's T-Pain. It's a boat. Toe to tip, that is a boat. But they're like, the camera guy is like, I'm going to do some real cool boat moves. And he's like, imagine that as a camera move. It's like wiggling, but it's like this. They have to be in the middle of a monsoon for the boat to make these motions.
Yeah, boats move. That is true.
Yeah.
Not like that, though.
No.
It's very subtle.
It's pitching and yawing all over the place. So we cut back from the theme song. We're in this weird Bond villain office, and it looks, I swear to God, this looks like a student film set.
This episode looks very distinct. Yeah. From every other episode, because they looked weird on the boat.
Well, on the boat, that was Sentai footage.
Yeah, but like the Power Rangers on a boat with like low ceilings.
It looks so
very
weird. They looked out of place.
And then we cut to like this stuff, and it's like very white. Like it's very bright in here.
It's so flat. There's nothing on the walls. There's nothing breaking the walls up. So there's like a couple weird machines and then gray walls. And there's just like one like crown molding in the middle. And that's it. And it looks like when I in college, when I was a part of a student film called Super Villains Anonymous, and we had to use the sets that were provided by Full Sail that we had to dress and everything. It looked like that, which is to say... pretty bad.
It looks like a movie they would make fun of on Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you intercut it with like it, the same room, but in Sentai footage, because they recreated the room as best they could.
Right.
And the Sentai footage one just like looks like it's a real place.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back, and you're like, we're clearly back in
American
footage.
These walls are cardboard.
Yeah, like this is very bad. So Astronema pushes... or she has some Quantrons push Bulk, Skull, and Old Cans into the center of this room. And she's like, time to test the machine. And so she inserts these three Dayglow green cards.
Yeah, this would have been a toy that I would have loved. If there was just like that slot that you slip these cards in and just like a handle that you just ka-chunk down. It's like, you... wrote data on the card,
yeah,
or like
dated.
You punched the card. I would just love that so much.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely could be a whole cartoon show around the mechanic of these cards.
Yeah.
But like, she puts in the cards and she like flips a switch and they get...
You know what room this looks like?
What?
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the candy bar room.
The new one? Or the
no.
old one?
No, the old one where they...
The old one is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate. Okay, excuse me. I think it's the one with the cowboy kid where like they make the candy bar on like the TV screen.
Yeah, Mike TV.
Yeah. It looks like that room.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So she digitizes them. They get like zapped by red light and they're like screaming and they're like... And like
Skull, when she turns the machine on, Skull is like... Oh, come on.
Yeah, he knows what's up. He knows nothing good's going to happen.
I just graduated high school, and I just want to sleep in sometimes. And here I am getting abducted by aliens and zapped with weird machines.
Again. So they get turned into Duel Monsters cards. They get Pegasus sends them to the Shadow Realm, and they're turned into Duel Monsters cards. That's a deep cut Yu-Gi-Oh joke. Not a very deep cut Yu-Gi-Oh joke. You probably, if you know Yu-Gi-Oh, you probably got it.
I don't know it. It's a deep cut to me.
There's a guy named Pegasus, Maximilian Pegasus, okay. And he created Duel Monsters, the card game. He has a magic eye from Egypt, from ancient Egypt.
I thought Yu-Gi-Oh was the card game.
No, Yu-Gi-Oh is the, well, Yugi is the guy, and then Yu-Gi-Oh is like the code phrase to summon his very good at card games, ancient pharaoh alternate persona.
Okay.
Yeah. Very simple stuff.
Sounds like an anime so far.
It's super duper an anime. And so Pegasus can, or maybe it's Bakura who has like a dream catcher. There's these things called Millennium Items that are from ancient Egypt that are magic and connected to a card game because anime.
At some point, I can't pinpoint when, you lost me.
Right away, I bet. Anyway, he can turn people into cards. That's what's happening here. Long story short.
Sure.
That's what's going on here. So then she's like, yes, it works. Get them all in there. And she herds up like 7 or 8 people, and they try to make it look like it's a bunch, but it's definitely only like 6 or 7. And she does it to everybody else. Sylvia's in the second group. They all get digitized. And then the cards just keep coming out. They're like, wah, wah, wah. We will see later. There are about 150 of these cards.
One for every Pokemon.
Where did they get these?
I feel like they did. First of all, I don't know where they got the blank cards. I cannot answer. But I was going to say, I feel like they did like groups at a time. So that's how they got so many people. And we only saw like eight.
That makes sense. I do want to know where they got all the cards, because it feels like there was like a sci-fi show that went out of business and they were like, we'll take all your cards.
Yeah, I would say, as far as the props, I have no idea, but I would say for like Astronema in universe, that they turn into the cards. But we are shown that she writes them to the cards with Bulk Skull and Old Cans, because she puts the card in the machine before she zaps them.
Yeah. She has to like,
so I have
one
no,
by one.
I don't know what. Maybe she just used some Dark Spectre power and just made some...
They're just proprietary technology.
Magic technology cards.
Yeah. So we cut back to the Astro Mega ship, and they're like looking everywhere, and Tia's like, wait a minute, I found it. And he looks, and he points at the screen, and there's just a beach. And
it's just some waves crashing, and they're like, oh, it's underwater.
Ashley's like, oh, it's underwater, obviously. And I was like, obviously?
Obviously. And also, like, that could be any beach.
Yeah.
There's nothing... distinct. I mean, I'm sure the computer is telling you the coordinates, but
right.
But like, that's the beach. Is it underwater or is it cloaked on the beach?
It's just a beach, man. Just go ride those tasty waves. Save your friends from a secret city underwater.
Tasty waves.
Gotta shred the gnar. There's underwater, there's a bubble, and the secret city is inside that bubble. And they're like, all right, let's hop into Mega Tank. So there's this very weird shot of the Mega Tank about to launch out of the Astro Mega ship, and the Rangers on a green screen, pretending to get into it.
Yes.
Like, they walk off screen to go to the door, and it's like, why not just show the regular footage? You've never done this before.
I don't know.
So, we get a shot of the Psycho Ghost, because they, like, I think it's back in the Secret City, or is it after they land? Yeah, so they land in the Secret City, they break in underground, and they like burst through a wall like the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
And they get out, and they're like, all right.
Yeah, they smash through a wall, and then they're like, all right, we have to get in undetected.
We're in. And the Psycho Rangers are there, and they're like, I hate that we can't punch them right now. It's driving me crazy. I just want to punch them all right now. They're like, all right, we got to be sneaky. And then they go sneaking around. They're immediately caught by Quantrons, and so they fight them. It's a pretty good fight. As I was like, right before the fight happened, I was like thinking, for no particular reason, like, I'm kind of bummed about every time there's a morphed fight, because unmorphed fights are so much better. But then this was actually a really good morphed fight.
It was.
Like, Ashley didn't throw any bows into anyone's throat.
No, she didn't
like,
lock on any arm bars or, like, rip a Quantron's leg off and beat his buddy with it or anything.
So, like, it was pretty good. The hits felt like they were landing, as opposed to a lot of times where it's like, yeah, you definitely put your fist near him.
Yeah.
But I really liked the unmorphed fights.
I just went to a Renaissance fair when I was back home with my mom and my brother.
Did you go to King Richard's?
No, that one's not until October. It's called Mutton and Mead. It's one weekend in like Montague, Massachusetts.
Okay, sure.
It was fine. It was mostly people selling handmade things. There were like a couple performers, but not very many.
Yeah.
But they did a joust.
Okay.
And at one point during the second joust, they came off the horses and they were doing some like hand-to-hand stuff.
Sure.
And this guy, one of them was down on his knees and the other one went to like kick his face and missed by 1,000 miles. I couldn't tell that he missed from my house. The other guy sold it like, like he got kicked in the face.
Sure, yeah.
It was funny. That was the whole point of the story, was this was a funny thing I saw.
Yeah.
But that did not happen in this Quantron fight.
You know, they're
like, everything
hitting,
had weight
to
it, yeah.
And now that I'm thinking about it, because later on, Zane will show up, because Zane's the coolest and the best, and he has to save the day, and I get that. So, like, Zane shows up later, and he's unmorphed, and it's weird. And I was like, why didn't they unmorph? Like what happened? Because, like, wouldn't the morphing power go away in the Secret City? Or, I guess, satellite didn't get rebuilt when they warped it, whatever. But the point is, they could not have done this fight scene in their regular clothes, because Ashley was wearing like it's not a tube top, but it was strapless.
It's pretty much a tube top.
It was basically a tube top, and like, she could not have done a fight in it at all. So like,
no.
I get that they had her morphed, had them all morphed for that. Because later on, she's running towards Zane, and I'm like, you need to be careful, this is a kid's show.
We are dancing that PG-13 line.
We are walking a thin line, Ashley. one elastic is keeping this on Fox Kids. So they fight the Quadrons. They go back to the Bond villain office, and Clippy, or we cut back there, and Clippy's like, Astronomer, the Rangers have found their way into the secret city. And she's like, yeah, I know, obviously.
Yeah, no duh.
This is my plan the whole time. And he's like, oh, sweet. Nice. So they break in. The Rangers break in, and they're in the room where, like, the zapper is. I don't know, the digitizer.
Yeah.
And they're, like, looking around. And before they get into that room, I forgot about this. I wrote it down because it's a phrase that's not a phrase. You know, Power Rangers does this sometimes where they'll say something that you're like, that's not it. That's not what you wanted to say.
Gung-ho. It means to work together.
Yeah. Or like when Goldar said, like, I'm going to flip my cookies. Like, that's nothing. Right. I say that now because Goldar said it. But, like, that's not a thing that anyone says in real life. Andros goes to the door and he's like, ah, it's locked solid. No, that's nothing. That's not.
Frozen solid.
Frozen solid.
Locked tight.
Locked tight. Not locked solid. That's not a thing, buddy. But then it just opens, and they're like, this is probably not a trap, and they go right in.
No, Andrew says, I don't trust this, and goes in with his gun out, at least. Cassie's walking around looking at everything like, oh, wow.
Oh, wow, look at this very cheap set. Well, this is a Sentai footage, actually.
Because Andros is like, I don't trust this, we need to be on our guard. And Ashley is not mentioning how weird it is that no. The door just opened. She's just like, we got to find something, or like we got to do something while we're here.
Yeah, let's look in there.
And so she walks right into the laser beam.
Yeah, so she gets, she...
Well, Andros does.
Yeah, Andros does, and she pushes him out of the way, and she gets digitized.
It takes her 12 to 15 minutes to get digitized. Everyone else is like, right away.
Yeah, even like Andros in a minute, because he gets digitized too. But he's like about to shoot the thing, and Astronomer comes on, and she's like, not so fast, Red Ranger.
We go to commercial, and where Cassie's like, ah, no, what's happening? And we cut back from commercial on a close-up of the Pink Ranger's face, and she says, Astronomer, don't do this. We're friends, remember?
Oh, yeah, and she's like, I'm not programmed to remember. I was like, oh, let's go.
So I guess she has her finger on an intercom button?
I guess, or it's just open. Just open comms, yeah. So she can just say whatever.
But it's weird that before commercial, Cassie's like, what's happening? Oh, no. And then we come back and she's like, don't turn me into a data card.
I think Astronomer says something first because Andros is about to shoot it. I think that's after.
Programmed to remember. And Andros is like, I'm going to blow up your machine. And she's like, if you do that, you will kill her.
You will kill her. And he's like, oh, never mind. I think, yeah, you're right, because it's in, that's the order that's
He tries to appeal to Corone again.
Right, which doesn't
falls
work.
Falls completely flat.
She doesn't care. She's been cyborged. And so then all the other Rangers come in and just stand right under the beam, because they're idiots. Or maybe Quantron's, like, pushed them into place.
I feel like they just stand under it.
They all get Digimon. The Psychos are there, and they're like, oh, God. Dang it. Now we can't kill them because they're Digimon.
Yeah.
Red
is like, we need to fix them so we can kill
them.
They're
like, they got Cardcaptor Sakura, and I will not let that stand. And so they have a plan, and they possess the machine and shoot themselves out of the digitizer.
Yeah.
Which
the ghosts went in the machine.
Yeah. Ghosts were in the machine for about a second, who knows if they will go back in later.
It unspooked them.
Yeah, they got despookified, technical term, as an industry term.
You know, that hit Disturbed song, yeah, Spookified.
I love that album. I love Spookified, the album, the whole thing. It's so good. So they reverse the polarity. They become alive again, sure. And then Psycho Red blasts Clippy and so, because Astronomer's like, guard these with your life, and hands him the cards.
This probably makes a lot more sense in the context of Mega Ranger.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think the Rangers... I don't think the cards themselves are in Mega Ranger, because we never actually get a Sentai shot with the cards.
The only thing we see is the Psychos coming out of it.
Yeah, and every time... Because Astronomer's like, Clippy, Ecliptor... Guardians of your life.
No, she calls him Clippy.
She calls him Clippy. Yeah, because it's her dad.
Mr. Clip. Dad.
Dad, please take care of these. And he's like, okay. And every time we see him with the cards, it's American footage. And then it will cut to him, and it'll just be like waist up.
This actually
makes
shoulders
up.
Wonder, is the cyborg version of Clippy American exclusive.
No, he's also in the in the Sentai footage.
With all like the metal stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't, I don't think these cards are in it.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But I mean, like, the Psycho is being revived by coming the opposite way through the machine probably makes more sense.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you put it in the context of a video game.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make a lot more sense. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, we're just data, so we'll just come out of this thing that writes data.
Right. So Red Blast Clippy, and he picks up the Rangers, and they make them not Rangers again so they can kill them, and they're all in this, and then now it's an American footage, and they're in this like very bland room, and before it was like looked fine and good, and now it's literally a set. Like looks like a set.
It could be just as much as the video quality change that makes it look that way.
I don't think it is. It's just there's something about it that makes it look really, really flat, and I don't know what I can't put my finger on it.
I think the Sentai footage is probably just like a smidge more dramatically lit.
That's probably got a lot to do with it. So Rangers and Psychos fight, or I guess they stand off. Right before they can fight, Clippy blasts the Psychos because he hates them so much. And then,
and plus, they're ruining the plan.
They're ruining the whole plan.
And he was just told to guard those cards with his life, and he failed his mission.
And he's gonna get it. So he jumps them, and they all jump him. And then at one point, they have him up like they're doing that like hoop hoop whoa, and they're gonna throw him up in the air, kind of thing. And as they're doing this, the Ranger's like, "Later, Clippy," and they just dip.
Yep.
They don't, yeah.
We're going to let them fight amongst themselves, or we're just going to go.
These Rangers ain't loyal. That was for me.
To Clippy?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, they're not. You're right.
It's a solid joke for me and
but
no one else.
But as soon as they get outside, the Psychos come outside behind them.
Yeah. Well, they beat Clippy in short order.
Yeah,
and they're
it's
like,
5-on-1. Yeah. Like, he's a robot, Clippy, but he's still fighting the 5 Psycho Rangers.
They just like punch him 45 times each, and then they're like, oh, they got away. Let's go. And so they go outside. And as they fight in like the quad. Like, they're just, like, on the quad at a college fighting somewhere. And they are fighting each other. And at some point, Anders gets knocked down. And he's like, Alpha, tell Zane to get the cards, to get the data cards, and turn the people back into people. Like, that's a thing he would know about and would totally be okay doing.
Right. Yeah, imagine getting that phone call from Alpha. Even if you're the Silver Ranger, right? You're, like, doing your own thing, you're fulfilling your destiny.
Yeah.
Right? And Alpha calls, and he's like, hey, get the data cards and bring the people back.
Make them people again. And he's like, from Secret City? And he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, do I need my clown costume for this?
Should I get my boombox?
No.
Thank God, no clown costume, no boombox. So, I just hit a sleepy wall. I felt myself hit it.
Your eyes did just droop out of nowhere.
That's kind
of
weird. The Rangers all pull out the quad blaster and he calls it the Spiral Saber Range version or something. It's a different name every time. And they shoot the Psychos and there's fire, and in front, from behind the fire, they're in their monster forms now.
Yeah, he blasted the suits right off them.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, cool. Now they're like unleashed. Or whatever. Yeah. I guess they're stronger this way. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't like... Like, the monster designs themselves are fine. They're good. I like them. But as the Psycho Rangers,
but they're,
I'm just not sold on the monster
They're
version.
Already so cool.
Yeah. I feel like they monsters should not be the upgrade. The Rangers should be the upgrade.
Yeah. Especially because they should just get Zords.
Yep, just give them Zords.
Give them some Zords.
Give them some bad Zords. They could even be like, the Zords could be some weird monster.
Yeah.
Like,
I just, the Psycho Rangers look so cool.
Yeah.
I just don't, like, I don't mind that they become monsters. I very much like the monsters, and I like that they are, like, they each have their own element, so they're, like, of a set, but different. I very much am into that. So, I'm cool with it. But the Psycho Rangers are already the coolest.
Yeah, it's just whenever they turn into these monster forms, I'm just like, why aren't you still the Psycho Rangers?
Yeah, it's like you had it. You already had it. You didn't need to go back. Zane goes down, and he's not morphed, and his hair looks different. Like
I didn't even notice. I wasn't paying a lot of attention to Zane. I'm over him, I think.
Yeah, no, I get that. His hair's like parted down the middle for some reason. It looks weird.
You're going for that 90s look.
Yeah, they really were going for it. Clippy's there. He runs across Clippy, and he's like, I have no time for this. So he morphs, and he pulls out the I heard Soper Silverizer.
I heard Silver Silverizer. So he's, who knows?
This is just word
he's gonna,
spaghetti.
He's
like,
gonna give Cliffy a bath.
Yeah,
with the Soper Silverizer.
So he shoots him like 3 or 4 times, and Cliffy just goes down because he's having a bad day. And
sucks, man. I feel you.
He goes in to find the cards, and he opens up drawers as slow as possible. He's like, is it this one? Nope. No. Okay.
And then he opens the one with them in it, and he, like, I don't know, counts all of them individually. He takes, like, 20 minutes to get this sorted out.
He's like, yeah, I think these are all here. There's, like, 150. There's so many. And they all have the same, like, barcode and chip kind of pattern on them.
Yeah.
And it's like, where did you get these? Did someone on the Power Rangers team make these? Because that sounds bananas. I feel like they would have just...
I mean, they are definitely some kind of hard plastic.
Yeah, they're like a good thickness, and they're just like this very specific color, and it's like I just feel like a show went out of business.
I feel like they probably went to some like prop warehouse.
Give me your data. What weird
they were
data
just, like,
cards
looking
you
through
have.
Stuff, and they came across a box of these freaking cards, and they were like, "Oh yes,
yeah, this is it.
We need to use these because they like clunked some of them together, and they made a nice noise. And yeah. They were like, yeah, we're gonna use these cards.
This is satisfying." So he puts 3 of them in. It just happened to be Bulk, Skull, and Old Cans. It takes about 25 more minutes.
He slips each one of them in.
As slow as possible.
Of 2 minutes at a time.
So gently.
Well, as far as he knows, these are just people. So, like, if you break one,
you broke
people. They're essentially dead.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to be a data card?
I don't think it does anything because when... Bulk, Skull, and Old Cans come out, they're in the same position they were when they went in.
Right.
So I think it's just like
freezes
you.
And they have they don't know what happened except for Old Cans.
Turns you into a JPEG.
This is not his first data card.
No, he's rodeo. Done this plenty of times. So yeah, he says something like, we were turned into data and stored on a data card. It uses the exact same terminology that everyone else is using, like the Rangers and Astronomer are using. So yeah. Like, that's weird. And he's like, and if we would have been turned into mindless zombies. So I guess that's the next stage of the plan, is make zombies?
Make them mindless followers.
Warrior, yeah. Just call up Zed, get some Zed waves.
I don't know, even if you have control of his brain, how much fighting is Old Cans really gonna
he looks. He's very old. He looks very brittle.
What if the data cards are the Quantrons?
Where did all the current Quantrons come from then?
Some other planet that has been ransacked of its population, like, oh, KO-35.
We did see them, but that wasn't a planet's worth.
No. There was just like one underground resistance.
Guys, I think we finally figured out what's in a Quantron.
Yeah.
So we
they are robots with these data cards in them.
So that's the soul of a Quantron.
Yeah, you need to have a person to make a Quantron.
Yeah. Okay. I think we cracked this case wide open.
I think so.
Mystery solved. I don't have time
but
to
that
pull
makes
my
them
air horn.
Dressing as Quantrons very weird.
Yeah, that means that the Quantron body itself is just like a little stick with a data port. And then like there's like arms and a shoulder pads and a helmet on.
Yep.
That's about right for Astronema, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
So we cut back and forth between Zane undoing some people and the Rangers fighting the monsters. And at one point they like kick all of them. They each kick their own, their like corresponding monster, and they just hit and they fly backwards because they're very powerful monsters.
Yes.
My favorite one is Carlos because there's like definitely a rock sound. And it's like, that was the worst one. That would be the worst one to just straight up kick.
Are they still outside?
Yes.
Okay, this is when Psycho Blue drops an elbow on TJ's freaking head.
Yeah. That was actually earlier, right after Anders called for Zane, because they all like get flipped upside down. And it literally, he flies towards the camera and elbow drops on TJ's head.
The camera is on the ground, and it's a close-up of TJ's head, because he like falls right in front of it. And then Blue just drops that elbow. I think it's supposed to be on his back, but he slips and just like runs down his head.
He's got too much momentum. It's like this poor Blue Rangers Nog Nog. Like, everyone just be nice to TJ's brain for a minute. He's been through
give
so
him
much.
One day.
Like, dang.
It's going to cause a lot of problems later in life.
Yeah, man. TJ, once you retire, do something safe. Just like, don't do any extreme sports. Don't
get a nice office job and just sit all day. You've earned it.
Like, you're a smart guy. Just like, get a thinking job. don't throw your brain at the ground anymore, please. Or let people drop elbows on it. So they get all at some point they Zane gets the rest of them, and he's like, that's the last one, and Sylvie is in the last one, and he's like, he calls up Carl, he's like, Carlos, Sylvie's fine. Carl's like, woo, yeah, woo, yeah! Woo, we do all right, woo!
Just loves him a V, too.
He does. It's such a good, what a good V. Sorry, let me, I take that back. I didn't mean to say that way. Then they get all of, or we get a shot of Sylvie getting reunited with her mom, because I guess her mom was also captured at some point, which like makes sense, I guess, because like Sack and Vac just went around grabbing a million people, so like, right. It stands to reason that at some point he did get Sylvie's mom. That's fine. So reunited is cute, and then,
or she might have just been at the mall looking for her,
but she was with the Rangers. She was with Carlos, so she like knew she was with him.
I had nothing.
I don't know. Look,
it's there so she can have her story wrapped up.
Exactly. They get all of the psychos back into the Bond villain office with like the beam, the digitizing beam, and they are like fighting them. And Zane's like doing some like karate, like you know, kickfighter, Jake.
Yeah, you played kickfighter.
Street Fighter is what I was trying to go for, and I guess
in that game
you can kick, but it's not the only thing you do. Hey, have you guys heard about that sweet new game, Kick Fighter? There's only one button, and it's kick.
It's kick. Well, it's true. It's a high kick, a mid kick, and a low kick.
Yeah, there's three discrete kicks, but it's just kick fighting all the time.
No hands. It's the opposite of arms.
Yeah, this is kicks. Welcome to Kick Fighter. He's doing like Street Fighter moves, and he's like, I just need you guys to get him into the middle. And there's like a shot of like red and blue dots like dancing just with each other.
Spinning around. Sometimes they come in and then like burst back out.
And I thought that the blue ones would be the good guys, but that's wrong. The red ones are the good guys. I guess that's
I mean, you cannot tell until the end when they get them into the middle.
Yeah, there's no way of knowing. So they finally push them all into the center, and Zane pushes a button to zap them, or flips a switch or whatever to zap them, and they all dive away, and it's like pretty neat. But then Psycho Red, who has this new trick that we saw it earlier in the episode, but we hadn't seen it before then, is he shoots out his arm, and I guess it's like a rope of fire. It looks like a poinsettia.
It's just like a scarf. It's like a bunch of blankets.
Yeah.
Tied together. You're escaping out of your window.
And it wraps around Andros and like starts like tugging at him. And the rest of the Rangers like jump around Andros and are holding him and punching the scarf until it lets go. And then they get all digitized.
Well, TJ's the one that cuts it with his
Oh, I missed that. Okay, he does.
With
good,
his axe.
Good job, TJ.
Yep.
That axe cuts a lot of stuff.
It does. I'm glad one of them has like an actual like slicing blade.
Like a
and
sharp
not one
edge.
That's actually just a drill.
Yeah. And like Carlos is like, it's like a cup.
It's like a fire poker.
It's like a half pipe for a tech deck. The place starts blowing up. They get Zane has the psycho's data cards, and the place starts blowing up. And like one explosion, like makes him throw
them. Yeah, he falls back and throws the cards all over the console. He's like, no, the cards.
And the Ranger's like, no, we gotta get out of here. Forget them. They'll blow up. It's fine. We don't need to save them because
well, I don't
means
think
they can
they're
come back.
Together at that point. I think the other Rangers got out already, and Zane was like trying. I don't know. He was shuffling the freaking cards or something. I don't know what he
was
doing.
Look, he's gonna play Duel Match. He's gonna play Yu-Gi-Oh.
He has no sense of urgency this episode at all.
No, when he walks up to Clippy,
just
he's just like
cards.
Strolling. Like he's like, yeah, all right, whatever, cool.
Just take those cards and smash them on the edge of that console. You don't need to fight the Psycho Rangers.
Shoot them with your gun, like anything. So,
although I'm wondering now if the Psycho Rangers are at full strength slash still siphoning the energy from Dark Spectre now that they have like been rebirthed through the machine.
Oh, maybe. Ooh. Let me do that again. Maybe.
Or if they're just like, they don't have that Dark Spectre juice,
like,
so like they're not as strong.
The connection died even though they're back. It's like,
yeah.
Didn't get regrouped. I don't know, and I doubt they'll ever talk about it. So there's a big bada boom. They fly out of the city. They all land on a beach. Zane's not there. This is when, like, what was Cassie wearing? Pink shirt, jeans. Her shirt is definitely tucked into her jeans, and these are mom jeans. These are pretty mom jeans. They're very high waisted. but Ashley is wearing the tube top. It goes all the way down, so it's not like a tube top, but it is strapless. Zane, they're like, Zane, oh my god, Zane. And Zane's like, hey, I'm over here. No need to yell. Ha ha ha. Nothing affects me. There's no stakes to Zane. And she starts running up to him, and it's like, dude, you got to be, like, for real, be careful. Yeah.
Maybe slow it down a step.
Yeah, like no, you don't need the urge. He's going to be there in a minute when you get
there.
Makes
you wonder
how
many takes they had to do.
I don't know. They are all there like, yeah, Zane, you're alive. You're not dead. He's like, yeah, I'm never dead. I'm Zane. And then we come back to the Dark Fortress, and Clippy's on one knee, and he's like, I'm so sorry. We lost. The secret city blew up. The mission destroyed.
Yeah, I was not anticipating the Psycho Rangers coming back and screwing everything up.
He's like, that totally caught me off guard. Boned the whole thing up. So I was like, ah, whatever. It's fine. It's okay, Dad. I always have another plan. And then she like pulls out the five, what I'm assuming are the Psycho Ranger cards. They are all identical.
She puts them through and it's just like a couple teens and like an old man.
It's just five people. And she's like,
one of them still in the middle of eating a hot dog. Oh, come on.
This sucks. Okay. And that's where the episode ends. So, Josh.
Yeah.
I started.
Yes.
What's the best?
Oh. Well, I don't know about that.
I think
the Psycho Rangers coming back was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best, though.
I don't know. It's hard to pick a best because there wasn't...
Again, nothing is like... None of the episodes are bad, but like nothing is cool enough to stand out. Like nothing is any cooler than any other part of the episode. So there's no like, yeah, this part definitely
this part was
awesome.
Best.
Yeah, you know what the best is? Psycho Blue's Sweet Elbow Drop.
That was
it sucks that it's on TJ's head.
It was good
head,
form though.
Move,
yeah,
the move is just baller.
Yeah, I'll go with that too. It was because like, who would expect an elbow drop from a monster? what's the worst?
Zane.
Mine is that set, that office.
Oh yeah,
set.
The set was bad.
It just looks so weird that it's distracting.
My actual worst is the camera work on the boat.
That was also pretty bad. Yeah. Who's the MVP?
I don't know about that either.
I have two.
Okay.
One's a fake joke answer.
Okay.
One's a real answer.
Okay.
Fake joke answer is the elastic keeping Ashley's top up.
Yes.
For letting this show go to air. And then the real answer is that car. It wasn't a great joke. I get it. Like the real answer is Andros?
I guess.
I get, because like I liked that he tried to appeal to Carone even though that didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, all right, I'll just shoot it. And like, she's like, don't do that. It'll kill the Pink Ranger. He's like, well, I can't kill my friend. So right. Yeah. And I guess that's like normal human stuff.
I think I'm just for MVP on this episode. I have to leave it empty. I don't think I have one.
That's weird. That's crazy.
I know.
Has this happened before? This is unprecedented.
It might be. I'm going to set the precedent now.
All right. Will not remember. Next time it happens, we will not remember that it happened before. I can
like,
guarantee it.
Because Zane technically saves the day. He saves
but he
the
takes
people.
So
but he doesn't
dang
do
long.
A good job of it. So
it takes 48 minutes to put three cards into a slot and then hit a button.
And he's going to do his kick fighter moves. So I'm not going to Zane. I hate Zane.
that took a turn. Okay. We went from, over the course of this episode, you went from I'm over Zane to I hate Zane.
I hate him now. I don't hate him.
I kind of want
to
give it to Astronema, but like I've done that so often.
How many times can we do that though before it's just the status quo? Before it's it's Astronema.
Like
though.
It happened to Kat a lot, and like that made sense. She was a ranger. She was doing stuff. Astronema just like by virtue of the fact that like she's very cool. Yeah. She has a lot of like good lines, and she doesn't let anything get to her. Like.
Yeah.
That's a good baseline for being the MVP.
She never loses it. It's like,
oh, you know what?
This didn't work, but I have this other thing I can do.
I'm going to give it to Clippy.
She even says that this episode where, well, I always have another plan.
Yeah, she's always got another plan. I'm going to give the MVP to Clippy.
Okay.
Because not only did he, like, fight the Psycho Rangers twice, after he got beaten up the first time, he went back to fight them more because he hates them and because he has to get those cards back because that was his orders. I just like Clippy. I like that he is like a good henchman and like will just do the job. So I'm going to have to give it to Clippy. That's enough deliberating.
I think so.
So that's going to do it for us for today. Here's the thing that we should probably mention now. We are recording the rest of the season, the next four episodes, over the course of this week. So by the time the next episode airs, we will have recorded them all.
Yep.
So if you have anything you want to email us, you got to do that now and tell us which episode it pertains to so I can read it at the appropriate time. Because we're blasting through them. Because you're moving in like 2 weeks. So we got to have everything done way ahead of time. So that's it. That's all the notes I had. Yep. It's very late. It's 10 o'clock. I fell asleep 20 minutes ago. So
he did. It's been very weird having to impersonate Jake for the last half of
You're doing
episode.
A great job. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Like I said, so we'll see you on Friday for another episode. Did not even see what it was.
It is called A Line in the Sand.
Okay.
No, it's not. That's the one after that. The next one is The Impenetrable Web.
Okay. I'm expecting a spider monster. So we will see you for The Impenetrable Web, but until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Get my nuts right.